The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Directors Keith Fulton and Lou Pepe stumbled upon Black Rock High School in 2013. The alternative high school in California's Mojave Desert is the focus of the director's True False film, The Bad Kids. KBIA's Ryan Levy talked on Skype with Fulton and Pepe about what they found so compelling about Black Rock. Keith Fulton speaks first.
This particular place wasn't really appropriate for the job we were doing at the time, but what we saw at Black Rock High School really left an indelible mark on us. It was an environment where they were really looking at what so-called underprivileged kids were experiencing in a very direct way. There's no attempt to hide what was going on with these kids. It was an honest, empathetic relationship being established. Kids who would have fallen through the cracks, who would have dropped out of high school, who didn't really have a lot of opportunities in the conventional school system. And in this environment, we're being treated with a great deal of respect and being treated in a lot of ways as equals. You know, and I think a lot of times in the educational environment, people are uncomfortable with what these kids go through outside of school. Not the case in this place. It was very clear to us from the get-go that honest conversations were constantly being had. And we thought, this is a really amazing place and it would be a great place to do a longer form documentary.
Pepe said that he and Fulton learned a lot about the students at Black Rock as they did the project.
One of the things we discovered about these young people is that they're so much different than your typical high school student. They are not coddled. They do not go around with a sense of entitlement. They are aware that people in the world experience pain and they've felt it themselves and they want to help people who are in difficult circumstances. They're a very generous and empathetic group of young people. And I very much feel that, you know, one of our big discoveries was that far from being beyond hope, if anything, I would say that this segment of the population is a group of young people to turn to and support with a tremendous amount of hope for what they actually have to contribute to society rather than to assume that they're a burden on society.
Pepe said the goal of the film was to avoid a traditional documentary based on statistics.
On a purely cinematic level, it was always our intention to make a film that would be an emotional and dramatic experience. Yes, it's a documentary. Yes, it's about real people and real issues. But it was our goal always on a formal level to have it be something that you experienced in a visceral sense. There's no information. There are no talking heads. There's no experts. We wanted it to play out as a drama.
Pepe and Fulton both feel that it will take a human approach to reach kids like the ones they chronicled at Black Rock.
There is no curriculum that's going to fix problems like, you know, my mother's a drug addict and there's no food in the house, or, you know, I come to school hungry every morning, or my grandfather's sexually abusing me, or, you know, any number of the horror stories we would hear every day from these kids. Curriculum doesn't fix that. And I think there is an attitude somehow that a fancy curriculum or a novel, innovative curriculum is somehow going to fix these problems. It's not. These are problems of an impoverished student body, you know, a country where there are millions and millions of people living below the poverty level. How do we educate these kids? How do we reach them? They're an asset to our society, and we should not abandon them. And I think that's very much why we made the film.
That was directors Keith Fulton and Lou Pepe talking about their film, The Bad Kids, with KBIA's Ryan Levy. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, visit KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.